Some of us may remember Victor. Victor was often at church, sat in the back row in a scooter, and with deep sadness, I want to let you know that Victor passed away this week. He had a stroke. I'm told by his family that he did not suffer. I had spoken with Victor not too long ago, and he felt that all the burdens of illness and aging and disability were weighing so heavily on him, and he had a real deep sense of peace of God's presence in his life. And so I have extended our thoughts and prayers to Victor's family, and I know that we can also be praying for them in this sad time. Children, you are welcome to head to your classes with Ellen, and Daniel is leading our youth this morning, so thank you for all those who are investing in our youth and kids this morning. Have a fun time. Let's pray. God, we thank you that you gave us ears that can listen and hear. We thank you, God, that you gave us minds that can receive and process. We thank you, God, that you gave us hearts that can connect with emotion and understanding. And so as we listen this morning, as we participate this morning, as we receive this morning, would you allow us to open ourselves more fully, that we might be open to your word, be open to your prompting and direction that we can take, that we would know that we are loved, that we are welcome, and you're still doing a good work in our lives. I pray this in your name. Amen. It is good to be with you this morning. Welcome to those who are new to the Gathering Church this morning. We are today concluding our series on blessings. And in this series, we have given and received spoken blessings. And in doing so, we have been engaging in the practice of extending God's words to and over each other in the deepest hopes that the fullness of the words of blessings will be released by God's Spirit into that person's life. In blessing God, and in blessing each other, and in blessing the other, we have planted seeds that we hope will grow into enormous and strong trees that will bear fruit in that person's life and then into other lives around them. In receiving blessings from others and from God, we accepted seeds and we said, we will let these seeds of blessing grow and take root in us. We blessed each other with Christ's peace. We extended the deep shalom of Christ to one another. We blessed each other with the American Sign Language for blessing. And we blessed each other with lifesavers. We bless God with our praise, all that is within us, extending to God our deepest gratitude for all that he is and all that he has done. And we humbly receive God's blessing for us, God singing over us, and God pouring out his promises to us. And while looking at blessing others or the other, we were reminded of how extending the hospitality and love of God to our neighbors, to the community, and to strangers has ushered in God's presence to the community around us. Last week, Hoda, who is a youth from the Chandler Mowat neighborhood, she shared with us how the blessing of the Gathering Church has influenced her life. And Hoda said, I would love to see more of the Gathering Church in my community, in my neighborhood, and doing the amazing work they do. I would hope to see more of their kindness and blessings. The Chandler Mowat neighborhood is not really itself without the Gathering Church. They build and shape the youth of our community into the bright, eager, and joyful people we really are. Blessings are given, and blessings are received, and beautiful wonders of God grow out of them. As we read Luke 22 this morning, we become witnesses of the meal known as the Last Supper. This Last Supper, this Jesus meal, it is this meal that we are invited to receive the richest of blessings from Jesus. And I'm going to read from Luke 22. When the hour came, Jesus and his apostles reclined at the table, and he said to them, I have eagerly desired to eat this Passover with you before I suffer. For I tell you, I will not eat it again until it finds fulfillment in the kingdom of God. After taking the cup, he gave thanks and said, take this and divide it among you. For I tell you, I will not drink again from the fruit of the vine until the kingdom of God comes. And he took bread, gave thanks, and broke it, and gave it to them, saying, this is my body given for you. Do this in remembrance of me. In the same way, after the supper, he took the cup, saying, this cup is the new covenant in my blood, which is poured out for you. Ian Morgan Cron is an Episcopal priest, and he once said at a group of gathered Christians, he said, remember, friends, you never take communion. In a surprised and uncomfortable silence, he smiled and whispered, it can only be received. It was a dear friend of mine who invited me in a time of hurried living to slow down and to take on the posture of receiving rather than taking from God, from others. In hurried days, if you are like me, you might read scripture quickly, hoping to take something from it, instead of slowing down to receive the wisdom, the word, the direction that God has to give you. Or you might take time to pray rather than posturing yourself to receive God's wisdom and companionship while praying. In full and hurried seasons, I am learning to take on a hands-open posture throughout my days, really being attuned to the many blessings that are all around me and receiving them as refreshment. This week, I received the gift given when a meeting was canceled last minute. It gave me time to journal in quiet and at a slow pace. And in thanksgiving, I bless God saying, you give me everything I need. I receive this gift of a slower pace. With our hands and with our minds postured to receive, we're able to see and to savor the blessings of God. This week, a gathering person, I will call them, texted this, feeling depleted, prayers welcomed. We corresponded through text with the encouragement to intentionally seek God in the midst, to take on this posture of receiving. An hour later, she received a card of thanks. That evening, deep words of encouragement came. She texted, feeling a bit recalibrated. Later in the day following the feeling depleted day, she texted pictures of evidence of God's love for her that she received while going on a walk. And later she texted, wow, two of my favorite people just came in and gifted me. With eyes and hearts open to receive God's presence, she shifted from feeling the discouragement to being encouraged. What would it look like to approach faith and life with a posture of receiving rather than taking? In Luke 22, Jesus speaks new words to his followers at the table. Take and eat. Jesus breaks the bread and his disciples receive it from his hands. What is Jesus inviting us, his disciples, to receive at the table of communion? We know that something significant must happen there, as it is an invitation to the table that Jesus offers before his death and his resurrection, and one that he calls us to practice over and over again in remembrance of him. Author Rachel Held Evans wrote these words about communion, which is also called the Eucharist. When hit with the glint of love's light, even ordinary things become holy. And when received with open hands in the spirit of Eucharistio, the signs and wonders of Jesus never cease. When Jesus shared his final meal with his followers, he invited them into a new practice. Each time that they shared bread and wine together, they were to remember Jesus. What they didn't know was that very soon, Jesus would offer his life sacrificially for them and for us. There is a deep and vibrant meaning to this instruction to remember. And this remembrance continues to be the cornerstone of our faith. At the table of remembrance, we are invited to behold who we are and to become what we receive. Behold who we are, become what we receive. Each time we eat and drink presents itself as an opportunity for transformation. When receiving the bread and the cup, we remember that Jesus gave himself for us. That's what we do when we share communion together. We remember the beautiful gift or the beautiful gifts of Jesus. And this may seem like a simple explanation of what happens at the communion table, and yet it is also deeply profound. Jesus calls us to remember his love and his sacrifice over and over again, because he knows that in remembering, we will receive something that both fills us and forms us. In receiving the bread and the cup, we come as individuals and then we gather with those whom we have formed into this community of Christ called the Gathering Church. And for those who are new today, we invite you to join us as a gathered community of Christ, to come to God with one another. As we receive the bread and the cup, we also receive the invitation into God's work of reconciliation with God and with one another. There is significance in both receiving and in the reconciling. As we come to the table, we are invited to forgive those with whom we have tension or distance or hurt, to the best that we can do to move closer to forgiving those. And we are to come to receive the forgiveness and the reconciliation that Christ has given to us through his broken body and the pouring out of his blood on the cross. At the table of remembrance, at these tables of remembrance, we are also invited to practice thanksgiving. As you receive communion this morning, think of your hands and of your hearts being filled to overflowing with grace and mercy and the blessings of Jesus, and be transformed through offering thanksgiving for this abundance. As we prepare to receive communion this morning, each of us is invited to approach the table with curiosity, with openness, and with our hands open to receive that which we believe God will give. Come to receive. To receive the gift of grace through Christ's broken body. Come to receive the gifts of reconciliation to God through Christ. Come to receive hope for today and days yet unknown. Today, finally, we're not going to do a COVID communion. We have been practicing using little plastic containers at our seats, and I'm just so delighted that we will gather together this morning. But we're also going to gather in a new way. Maybe you forget how we used to gather 3 years ago, but we're going to gather in a new way this morning. In just a moment, you're going to be invited to go to one of the three communion tables, and you're going to form a circle with others around that table. Jenny Lee and Jeff Dipple and Rocco and Doris are going to be your hosts this morning, and Terry and I will host this table. Your host will serve you bread, and then they will serve you the cup. And what you are asked to do is you're asked to posture your hands to receive the bread. And your host will put a piece of bread, body of Christ represented, into your hand. And then we will hold the bread until I give us instruction or a blessing from the front, and we will all take the bread together. When you are receiving the cup, I'd invite you also to receive like this, but because the cups are little, then you're going to move from receiving and actually take the cup. But I'd like you to stand postured to receive. And the host again will serve you the cup, and then we will hold the cup again until I bless it, and we will drink together. There will be a moment for you to remember Jesus and to be thankful before we eat and drink. And I invite you to be engaged in this process of giving thanksgiving. We are invited to take the sacred elements this morning slowly and with seriousness. As you remember, also receive the words and the images and the love from God's Spirit. Before we go to the communion tables, I invite you, if you're able to stand together for the saying of a communion blessing together. And we're going to, I will say a line and then you will say the bolded line. But I'm going to invite you as I say my line to listen, and then you will say together each time, we receive your love. And I'm going to invite you each time to say, we receive your love. So we posture together. We're good to go. Thanks, Olivia and Hannah. Okay, we may stand. So you will be saying the bolded line. In our brokenness and disappointment, we receive your love. In our joy and celebration, we receive your love. In our doubt and confusion, in our sorrow and grief, we receive your love. In our anxiety and uncertainty, we receive your love. With deep gratitude, we receive your love. With a profound awareness of the mystery of your grace, we receive your love. In a world saturated with taking, we pause and receive. The table of communion is open to all who love Jesus and to all those who are seeking to know and love him more. And so I invite you to make your way to a communion table. There are also gluten-free rice crackers on tables if that is something that you need to partake in. So I invite you to go to a table.